heavier-than-air flight from the way things work. A kite, a glider, and a powered aircraft are three quite different ways by which an object that is heavier than air can be made to fly. Like balloons and airships, heavier-than-air machines achieve flight by generating a force that overcomes their weight and which supports them in the air. But because they cannot float in the air, they work in different ways from balloons. Kites employ the power of the wind to keep them aloft, while all winged aircraft, including gliders and helicopters, make use of the airfoil and its power of lift. Vertical takeoff aircraft direct the power of their jet engines downward and heave themselves off the ground by brute force. The two principles that govern heavier-than-air flight are the same as those that propel powered vessels: action and reaction, and suction. When applied to flight, suction is known as lift. Kite. A kite flies only in a wind, and it is held by its string so that it deflects the wind downward. The wind provides the force for flight. It exerts a reaction force that equals the pull of the string and supports the kite in the air. Airfoil. The cross-section of a wing has a shape called an airfoil. As the wing moves through the air divides to pass around the wing. The airfoil is curved so that air passing above the wing moves faster than air passing beneath. Fast-moving air has a lower pressure than slow-moving air. The pressure of the air is therefore greater beneath the wing than above it. This difference in air pressure forces the wing upward. The force is called lift. Glider. A glider is the simplest kind of winged aircraft. It is first pulled along the ground until it is moving fast enough for the lift generated by the wings to exceed its weight. The glider then rises into the air and flies. After release, the glider continues to move forward as it drops slowly, pulled by a thrust force due to gravity. Friction with the air produces a force called drag that acts to hold the glider back. These two pairs of opposing forces, lift and weight, thrust and drag, act on all aircraft.